I was a mechanic for the railroad and locomotives. Started as a laborer and then moved up and up. Well, I was born in a farm. You can put down the name Meira on it. I'm not so good with the spelling. You know, if you say a word, I could write down just like that. But if you ask to spell me, then I have to think of every letter.
Where? Which province is that in?
Vidzimin?
And how many languages did you speak?
Well, just two.
Latvian
and English.
And English. So did you complete high school before you
left?
No,
I did not. But my family was left behind, my father and mother and sister. And I had one brother in Germany, and he came later to Canada also. So just brother and me and his family.
And what was his first name?
Edwin. Yeah, I was in the army, in a legion, yeah. Somewhere bad hombres.
How old are you?
18. I was just digging ditches. No, the war ended. No, in Germany. I was in a war prisoner camp for about 11 months. War is over, the prisoners were released. Zedelgem, that was in Belgium. There were about 15,000 of us. We were released and we were in a camp, and in a civilian camp. And when the opportunity arose to go to the different countries of our choice, then I applied for work in Canada, so I came to Canada.
Was there a reason you chose Canada?
Yeah, well, I kind of opted for it because I'm a northerner. I don't want to go to where hot is, and I was thinking the Canada was people like myself of the different nationalities, so I will fit better among them. So I applied for a visa to go to England also, but then the British they changed the rules somehow. They took women, and the women could take their escorts with them or husbands. I was single at that time, so
right.
I didn't fit. And actually, Canada was the first country that I could go out to for work. Well, they were looking for miners,
okay.
Laborers, then they learn on the spot. So I worked there. I only lived from Bremerhaven, Germany, to Halifax for over a year in a mine.
Which mine? Which province?
Yukon Territory.
What were you mining?
Lead.
What was your first impression when you got to Canada? What did you...
Oh, well, it's a nice country, all wide open spaces. Go where you want, do what you like. And a train, yeah. Oh, I always liked train rides. I worked with the railroad after that. Well, from Edmonton we took plane, about 40 seats.
That
was my first plane ride, so... 20 of us were sent over there together. The company hired the 20 men. Not much to do there. Just stay there. Well, I had no cars. We just had to stay in that. Had to decide what kind of work I'm going to do. Where would I be better looked after? I was such a country boy like me with no trade. So if I could learn a trade and move up and make my living and stay with it in acceptable conditions, not out in the cold but in the warm. So I applied for the job of the railroad and I got it, and I learned up the mechanics trade.
Where did you start with the railroad? Which city were you in?
Right here.
You moved to Calgary right
yeah,
away?
Yeah, right here.
Okay.
Started in year 51. And they worked till 90.
How about the language?
Well, learned gradually.
Did you have some English when you came?
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah. We learned in school.
When you came to Calgary, did you buy a house, rent a house?
We built it.
You built your house as soon as you got here?
Pretty well, yes. My brother first, and then I helped him, and then he helped me, It was easier to get a house those days.
Yeah. And what'd your brother do?
Well, he was an engineer.
Okay.
And also did the carpenter work.
Mm-hmm. When you first moved in here, what was the neighborhood like?
Well, it was open field. The next street, next block was city limits. As soon as they came, it was all open. Very few houses, they were all built.
So was there a Latvian community here in Calgary?
There was.
Well, and what was the name of the society in Calgary?
Daugava. It's not anymore. 30 years ago or so. We sent the aid to the congregation in Latvia. And I helped the veterans in Latvia.
In Latvia?
Well, collect money.
Yeah.
Make propaganda also. Well, we get together once in a month and we make all the social gathering and the church ministers came and all the church services and we had our parties in November and some more and in the Jānis Dien, get together. Yeah, but people just get together privately now. The only place we meet more of them is in church now.
Mm-hmm. What church do you attend?
Oh, Lutheran.
Is there one church in Calgary that most of the Latvians go to?
Yeah, just one. It's called St. Edmund's. That's not, we're renting it. We get together about 6 times a year.
Did you get married and have kids?
Well, we had four, yeah. And 8 grandchildren.
And do your kids all speak Latvian?
Kids do, but grandkids do not all. Well, my wife was born in Canada.
Your wife was born here, so she was a Latvian family.
Yeah. That was pre-war.
Mm-hmm.
They speak Latvian when father and mother is around, but if they are alone, they forgot it.
Did you get to write letters back and forth?
I do.
Yeah.
I listen to the internet on a computer.
How did they do? Did they keep the farm?
No, they did not. And after the year 91, when the communists, Russians were ousted, well, they tried to privatize, but it's all kind of dirty business still going on. My sister was there. Her husband was working.
When did you get your first letter from them, or did you send the first one? How did you get in touch?
No, I sent the first letter, yeah.
Yeah.
So they know where they are,
mm-hmm.
wherever we are.
Mm-hmm. Have they come to visit? Anybody come?
No.
Have you gone to visit them?
I did, yeah.
Yeah?
First time I went over there was in year 74, and several times after that. But well, under communist system, we were not allowed to go outside of Riga, go where they allow us. I was not allowed to go to my farm.
So in 91, when Latvia became free, did you celebrate that here?
Oh, yes, we did.
I
was there in Latvia at that time. It was kind of scary that there was some shooting in Riga at that time. In 91 August, there was this coup in Moscow exactly that day.
And
well, we were high hopes, but she didn't turn out that way. Well, the country is still there, but it's a very large Russian minority, and they want to keep their language rights. And there's a proposal before the parliament that make Russian second official language, and we are opposed to that. And there is a referendum coming in 18th of February.
Yeah.
And I'm going to vote too.
Do you have a citizenship there now?
I have dual citizenship, yeah. Well, at first we had a Latvian Saturday school to get the kids together.
How many kids do you think there were? Was there quite a few?
About 20.
Who was the teacher?
Well, my brother was for one thing, and few others. We did that, got together in a private house.
And what kinds of things did you teach the kids?
The history and the language. And well, it took lasted about 5 years. And the Latvian dancers, they went to Toronto when they had those festivals. Mm-hmm. They put on Latvian costumes and went to the Olympic Games.
Did you go to song festivals yourself?
I did, yeah. We went to Seattle, we went to Vancouver, and we went to Portland. I am a head of a congregation. I still am. And I don't want I don't have to worry about re-election. I know I'll be re-elected.
You have a favorite folk song?
Yes, I have, yeah. Kutvein. My oldest son is an organist in the church.
Are you hopeful that they'll be in touch with their roots?
Doesn't look like. Well, there's some though. Two of the my grandchildren speak Latvian. My son, he went over to Latvia and found himself a wife there and brought it here. There were a lot of those. My wife's relatives around there, farmers here in Alberta, around Olds.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my wife, well, they spoke Latvian, but didn't care much for Latvia. And also they didn't come from Latvia proper either. They came from Russia.
If someone came to you today, if I was to say, what are you?
I say Latvian. It depends how that, yeah. It might depend also who is asking.
If you could pick a symbol that would represent Latvia to you.
Mm-hmm. Symbol. Well, like those folk dancers, like pictures on the wall there. Farmers, plow with the horse, something like that. Oh yeah, my brother, he sponsored his mother-in-law, something like that.
What was the hardest thing about being in a new country? Can you think of the hardest part?
Oh, money. Yeah, I could say that. Yeah. Language. I was in the middle class, you might say.
You would have been in school when the Russians came in 40, right?
Yeah.
What was that like? Did the school change?
Oh, yeah, very much
so. Tell me how that changed for you in 40.
But because religion was banned altogether, yeah. Not Christmas was, church holidays were not allowed. You got to go to church, you got to school in those days. And not all these propaganda we had to learn. Yeah, we felt that way when the Germans came in.
Right.
We welcomed them as a liberator. Then we figured, now we are safe. Because the 2 weeks before the war broke out, there were those great deportations in June 14, yeah.
Did you know anybody who went?
Oh, yeah. My uncle's family, my mother's brother, 49. There was another wave of deportations. At that night, they took about 42,000 people. Word passes around. That and that family last night taken away, something like that. They were well known that could be leaders or not just the followers, mm-hmm. who were well off materially, took them away.
And did they keep their farm during that year of occupation?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Four. Did you see them come in, or did you were gone already?
I was out away from home.
Did you hear what was happening?
Oh, yeah.
You heard about that.
You know how it is. You have a farm. You live there. You live there in your house. You have your livestock in the barn. Looked after them, cows and pigs. Come in, load up everything in the two carts as much as you can. Tie two cows behind the cart. Out you go and don't look back.
And that's what your parents did.
Me too.
And you too.
I wasn't in the army yet.
Okay. So you helped them get out?
Yeah.
And then where did you go after you left the farm?
Anywhere we could stay overnight.
So how did you find out that you were drafted if you were wandering around like that?
Well, then in the papers. Well, I wanted to get out. That was a opportunity to get out of the country because those who were drafted, the Germans took out by sea and I left my parents behind.
Oh, if you look back, was that the right decision?
Well, I sometimes wonder. Because if we have to choose between those two, Russians, communists, or German Nazi, I'll go with Germans. Still, we felt safer with the Germans. They arrested, but the people were arrested and put imprisoned individually, not take the whole family away.
But did you hear about what they were doing with the Jews, though?
With the Jews, yeah.
You guys did hear about that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
Did you know anybody who had...
But we still, at first anyway, we were glad that the Germans were in and the Russians out.
Was there ever a point, like you said, you took a couple visits back home. Did you ever get back to your farm?
I did.
You did?
After that 91.
Did your parents or your family get it back?
I have it now. What's left of it? Well, they were privatizing those collective farms. Everybody who has a claim to it can apply for it. My sister, she was looking after it for a while, and she's dead now. And went to me. Well, I have renters there. To some good people who are interested in farming. Apparently, I have it right now. I have this. Signed the 5-year lease to the family.